Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Angeline.
All right, so this is a topic that I think that we're both quite familiar with. When you go to a new country and you want to work there, you have to apply for a work permit.
Yes, you do. And the process usually isn't very, it's pretty difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. Some countries require you to have certain education levels, or you need to be able to provide some sort of talent to the country. Okay, they have to have a reason for why they need to hire somebody who's not from that country.
Yeah,
so it costs a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you just have to prove a lot of different things because you know, you can't just move to a new country and then just be like, hey, I want to stay there.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot of things to do. So, did you ever have to apply for a work permit?
I did. In order for me to stay in Taiwan, I need a work permit. I need to be able to say, hey, I have a job, so I can stay here. But in order for me to stay here, I also need a job. So I kind of need both. I need to have a reason to stay here, and I need to be able to say, hey, I have a job, I need to stay here, and I need to stay here, so can I have a job?
Yeah, so it seemed like it was a very difficult or long process.
It was.
Probably.
It is kind of annoying, but it's probably a lot easier compared to other countries like Canada and the US. I know it's pretty difficult for people to get a work permit in North America. And what about you when you went to, I forgot, London?
I went to, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I did something called a working holiday visa, is kind of similar to our article for today.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm really glad you're here. I'm glad you got the work permit and that you're with us. So shall we read the article and find out more about what work permits are and what to do?
Yes.
Reading. Applying for a work permit.
Good morning, sir. What can I assist you with today?
Hi there. I'm here to apply for my work permit.
I see. Are you here in Canada on a student visa?
No, I'm here on a working holiday. I think it's called an International Experience Canada visa here. Is that right?
That's correct. The IEC. You should have received a letter saying your application to work in Canada has been approved. Do you have it?
Yes, I have it right here, along with my passport.
Do you have another form of identification?
Yes, I have my Taiwanese ID card as well, and a couple of passport-size photos.
Great. Do you have any other supporting documents?
What documents do you mean?
Well, when you submitted your IEC application, you included a police report and a copy of your bank statement. You also need a travel insurance policy that covers you for 1 year. Do you have those?
Oh, yes, I have them right here in my luggage. I'm glad I didn't forget them. Here you go.
Thank you. Please take a seat while I complete your application.
All right, so what we're reading today is a conversation. All right, so we first have the officer saying, "Good morning, sir. What can I assist you with today?" So she's asking, or the officer is asking, "How can I help?" or "What can I help you with?" Okay, when you say, what can I assist you with today, you can replace it with things like, can I lend you a hand, how can I help, or what can I help you with?
Okay, Ryan, I guess he's the person who's talking to the officer.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hi there, I'm here to apply for my work permit. Okay, so we see our first vocabulary word, permit, which we've been talking about ever since the beginning. A permit is an official document that gives you the right to do something or to have something. There are actually many different types of permits. For example, I have to apply for a work permit before I can work in Taiwan. There are also parking permits, which allow you to park your car somewhere or park your scooter somewhere. Travel permits, which allow you to travel between places. And even fishing permits, which allow you to fish in a certain area.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting, eh? Anyways, let's use permit in an example sentence. For example, you need a permit to camp overnight in this park. So when we get a permit, it permits us to do something. Permit. That is the verb form of this word. And it's pronounced differently. Permit, permit.
All right, the officer then says, I see. Are you here in Canada on a student visa? Okay, so when you go to different countries, sometimes you need to get a visa or you need to get permission to go to the country. So when we are getting a student visa, a visa is something that allows you to go to a certain country. For example, a student visa means that you're here because of school, or sometimes you might need a travel visa. It means that you need this visa to step into this country, to step foot into it. So if you want to stay in a country for a long time, you also need a special visa for that. So, for example, a student visa is a type of special visa that you can apply for.
Okay, and then Ryan tells the officer, no, I'm on a working holiday. I think it's called an International Experience Canada visa here. Is that right? Okay, so a working holiday is a visa that allows young travelers, usually between the ages of 18 and 35, to experience what it would be like to live in a foreign country. So you can work to support your travel expenses for usually up to 12 months or sometimes even longer.
Right, so that's actually what I did
when you went to the UK.
Yes, so I went on a working holiday visa. So you see, we have a lot of different types of visas. And it gave me the chance to legally work and stay in the UK for 2 years.
So wow.
It's very nice. I think it's different for each country as well.
Yeah.
So some countries you only get 6 months, some countries you have a year, and some countries they give you 2 years, which is not too bad.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right. So next, the conversation, it says, that's correct. The IEC. So we can shorten it to IEC. You should have received a letter saying your application to work in Canada has been approved. Do you have it? Okay, so when we apply for things, we need to have an application. An application is our vocabulary word, and it's spelled application. It's a noun, and it's a formal request where you can be considered for maybe a job position or a request to be allowed to do something. Okay, so you would send in your application for jobs, for visas, and sometimes you might need to send in an application to buy a house, etc. For example, we can say, Amanda sent an application to work at Google.
So when you send in your application, the company or agency will take a look to see if you meet the requirements. And if you do, then they will approve your application. To approve something means to accept your request, which means to say, okay, I allow your request to happen. So to accept your request for the job position or permit. For example, I booked my tickets to Tokyo right after my manager approved my vacation request. Okay, so when you have been approved to do something, you can say that you got approval to do something. For example, once I got approval from my manager, I booked my tickets to Tokyo.
Nice. All right, so next in the conversation, Ryan says, yes, I have it right here along with my passport. All right, so we saw something called along with, the phrase along with, and it means to be with something or to come along with something. So for example, we can say, I ordered a burger along with fries. So you have one thing, a burger, and it comes with or it goes with the fries.
Okay, so the officer takes these documents from Ryan and then he says, do you have another form of identification? Identification is our fourth vocabulary word, and it's something that shows who a person is. It's a document or a piece of paper or card that proves who you are. We often say ID instead of identification. For example, do you have any ID? Another example sentence, the bank asked for my identification before I could make changes to my account.
You have to make sure that it's really you, or else anybody can go into your account and take your money. All right, so next, Ryan says, yes, I have my Taiwanese ID card as well and a couple of passport-size photos. So he's very prepared.
He is. We saw the phrase a couple of, which means not one, not two, maybe three, actually maybe two. But a couple of passport-sized photos means he brought more than one. You can also say, I have a couple of bracelets on my hand, or I have a couple of friends who are going to join me tonight. A couple of means more than one. Okay, and then the officer says, great, do you have any other supporting documents? Okay, so a document, which we said earlier, is an official paper that gives information about something or proves something. Now, a supporting document is a document that helps to show that something is true. For example, if you say you graduated from Tai Da with a degree in English, your company or the person who wants to hire you might say, do you have a supporting document? What that means is you need to show your degree to prove that, yes, you do have a degree from Tai Da in English.
Wow. That actually seems like it's quite difficult to get to because it's such a good school. All right. So next in the conversation, Ryan says, what documents do you mean? Okay. So I'm pretty sure Ryan is very prepared, but he just wants to make sure that he can find the one that they need very quickly.
That's true. So the officer explains what types of sort of supporting documents he's looking for. He says, well, when you submitted your IEC application, you included a police report and a copy of your bank statement. Okay, so the word submit is a verb and it means to formally give a document, like an application to a company or an organization for them to look at and to approve your request. So when you apply for a job, you need to submit your resume or your CV. Now, a bank statement is a document that you get from the bank that shows how much money you have in your bank account. We can say how much money you have in your bank account, or we can simply say balance, the balance in your bank account, which means how much money is in your bank account.
I remember I had to provide other supporting documents too when I needed to apply for the working holiday visa.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so the officer also continues to say that, okay, that's not all. You also need a travel insurance policy that covers you for 1 year. Do you have those? Insurance is also a vocabulary word and it's spelled I-N-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. It's a noun and it's a kind of arrangement you make with a company. So if anything happens like an accident or you become really sick, the company will pay you for the loss or damage. So oftentimes people buy life insurance because if something were to happen, like for example, you suddenly became very ill or very sick and you need to go to the hospital, then the insurance company can pay for your hospital or medical treatments. In the article, we talked about travel insurance. A travel insurance policy is an arrangement that says that if your flight is canceled or anything unlucky happens during your trip, that means the company can pay for your losses and damages. So sometimes when you travel to a new country, you have to be very careful because you never know what's going to happen. So sometimes getting travel insurance is quite important because it also covers your flights. So if your flights get canceled, or it covers you when you are sick or you get hurt. For example, we can also use it in a sentence like this. I always buy travel insurance when I travel in case. I always buy travel insurance when I travel in case.
Yeah, travel insurance is really important because I remember I know somebody who was, they went on a cruise, you know, they went on a boat and they were traveling out in sea. And obviously there were no hospitals around and even if they had to get to a hospital, it was definitely a hospital in another country that they don't have medical insurance for or medical plan like we have in Taiwan. So if you go to another country and you need to see a doctor, it's going to be very, very expensive because you're not a citizen of that country, right? So I remember the person went to see the doctor and it was like $700 US dollars.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's expensive.
So if you had travel insurance, you would still probably have to pay that money, but the insurance would pay you back, right? Mm. But I do have a question. When they say cover, like an insurance policy covers you for 1 year, mm-hmm. what does that actually mean, cover?
Well, it's a little bit different. The cover mm-hmm. is not like, you know, we cover our eyes or
cover the insurance policy on our face.
Cover ourselves with a blanket. It's mm-hmm. more of this insurance policy will take care of you. So they will take care of all of your expenses for
that
however
one year?
Long you signed this insurance policy for. So mm-hmm. it could be a year. It can be just the trip that you're going on. Mm-hmm. It can be for a few months. So it's just the time of how long they will take care of you and to take care of the expenses for you.
Mm-hmm. So like mm-hmm. how long it lasts, right? Because an insurance policy, it can't last forever unless it's a life insurance. And that if it's a life insurance, you won't even get the money because it'll go to somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm. Or it might take a long time to get your money back. But
so, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Sorry. When you went to the UK, did you buy travel insurance or did the UK have medical insurance
actually,
for you?
Actually, the UK is really nice. They mm-hmm. also have national insurance just like Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
So the system was quite well. So I figured it should be okay. I took the risk. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy travel insurance. Mm. And luckily, nothing happened to
good.
Me. So that's something good. But I do suggest that if you are traveling to a somewhere for a long time, I think it's still safe to get travel insurance.
It is, because even if you get sick, maybe with the flu, you might need antibiotics or you might mm-hmm. need some sort of medication just to get better, because you obviously don't want your sickness to ruin your trip. So even small things like going to the doctor for the flu could cost a lot of money. I remember when I first came to Taiwan, I went to see the doctor because I had some skin problem, and it cost me $500 NT, mm-hmm. which is a lot more compared to $150 NT, right? Yeah.
So, of course.
Travel insurance is important.
Yes, okay. Be safe.
Okay, so going back to our article, Ryan now knows what supporting documents he needs. So he says, oh, yes, he's very prepared, right? He says, I have them right here in my luggage. I'm glad I didn't forget them. Here you go. He passes his documents over to the officer. Okay, so we saw the word luggage, which is our sixth vocabulary word. Luggage, L-U-G-G-A-G-E, luggage. So when you travel, you pack all your things into a bag or a suitcase. This bag or case is your luggage. Okay, so and when we travel, we have two different types of luggage usually. We have carry-on luggage, which is the luggage that you carry onto the plane yourself. It could be your backpack, your handbag. And we also have checked luggage, which is the luggage that you give to the airlines and they take care of that for you. That means it goes downstairs in the luggage department in the airplane.
Yeah.
And you don't have access to that checked luggage during your flight. Mm-hmm. So let's use luggage in an example sentence. Each passenger is allowed to check in two pieces of luggage.
Actually, everything sounds quite familiar to mm-hmm. my process of, applying for the working holiday mm-hmm. visa. It's really a lot of things that you have to do, mm-hmm. a lot of documents, a lot of preparing, a lot of proving this and proving that. So I kind of see where Ryan is coming from. But luckily, I think he's a very, very well-prepared person.
He's
very organized and he got everything down. So mm-hmm. let's see. Does he successfully get this visa? The officer says, thank you. Please take a seat while I complete your application. So we're not so sure if he really, really got the visa yet, mm-hmm. but the officer now has all the documents that he or she needs in order to help Ryan get the IEC visa.
That's really interesting. Okay, so that's all the time we have for our article today, but we do have our For You chat, so stay tuned and we'll see you guys in 1 second.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat question today is, do you want to work overseas? Mm-hmm. Why or why not?
Actually, I do. Mm-hmm. I had a really great experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you are between the ages of 18 and 35, mm-hmm. The working holiday visa is really, really something that you can take advantage of because you can travel to a lot of different places and you get to experience something new. So I would love to do it. I would maybe eventually go back to the States, or mm-hmm. I would love to go back to Europe. I think it's a great way to kind of, you know, live in different countries and experience something new. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Huh. Well, I am working overseas right now, so I guess I kind of like it. I do miss home sometimes in Canada. But it is great to work overseas because, for example, for me, I got a chance to learn Chinese or to be better at Chinese because I have to speak it here. But when I was in Canada, I didn't have to speak Chinese. So it is, I think it's really good to work overseas because you get to go and, you know, see what it's like to be in a different culture. It's better to go to a place where the culture is completely different because then you're really getting a real experience out of that. And a working visa is even better because not only can you travel, but you're allowed to work. So remember, guys, you guys can't just go to a country, you know, on a visitor visa and go to McDonald's and be like, hey, can I get a job? Because that's illegal. You need a working visa, right, in order for you to be able to go there and to work. So I think it's a win-win, or it's a good advantage to take care
of. I agree as well. So if you guys have the chance, I definitely think you should think about it. Mm-hmm. And you can also discuss this question with you and your classmates and see if in the future this is something that you would like to do. But that's all the time that we have for today. For me, Tiffany.
And Angeline.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Applying for a work permit.
Good morning, sir. What can I assist you with today?
Hi there. I'm here to apply for my work permit.
I see. Are you here in Canada on a student visa?
No, I'm here on a working holiday. I think it's called an International Experience Canada visa here. Is that right?
That's correct. The IEC. You should have received a letter saying your application to work in Canada has been approved. Do you have it?
Yes, I have it right here, along with my passport.
Do you have another form of identification?
Yes, I have my Taiwanese ID card as well, and a couple of passport-size photos.
Great. Do you have any other supporting documents?
What documents do you mean?
Well, when you submitted your IEC application, you included a police report and a copy of your bank statement. You also need a travel insurance policy that covers you for 1 year. Do you have those?
Oh, yes. I have them right here in my luggage. I'm glad I didn't forget them. Here you go.
Thank you. Please take a seat while I complete your application.
Vocabulary review.
Permit. Stephen's work permit allows him to get any job in the U.S. for up to 6 months. Application. I'm sorry to say that your application to this college has been unsuccessful. Approve. Thankfully, the teacher approved my request to have an extra day to complete my homework. Identification. You'll need 2 forms of identification to open an account at this bank. Insurance. Gary was in a car accident, but luckily he has good insurance. Luggage. Oh no! My luggage was sent to a different airport by accident.